they left her there for the maids to find her. Don't you know how much of pain my daughter suffered?
It has now been confirmed that Desiree Jackson, the woman responsible for allegedly breaking the neck and spine of another young black woman, Shanquilla Robinson, in a viral video that quickly became the biggest murder mystery of 2022, has been arrested.
This is one American that hopes they throw away the key.
And we are going to dive into the info currently available regarding the capture and extradition of the Cabo killer and who else might be going to jail, because not only was there a homicide, or femicide rather, but there seems like there was also a concerted effort by at least some of the witnesses of the brutal beating, because, you know, it was her friends filming her get beat up and telling her to fight back. But it seems as though the witnesses and the killer that took the life of Shanquilla Robinson tried to cover up.
The autopsy came back. They said it didn't have anything to do with alcohol. She had a broken neck and her spine in the back was cracked. She had been beaten.
So we're going to dive into the police report, the information that we're getting from the Mexican authorities and Interpol, and then we will briefly recap the story and dive into it all, as well as the comments. But first, I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray, you come to stay. Hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another one coming your way, where we take the most shocking, entertaining, and provocative stories and take them to church. So if you remember, this story is tragic. The parents of Shanquilla, Bernard and Salamandra Robinson, have to constantly live the trauma caused by the death of their daughter as they fight for justice for her while on a media tour in order to create pressure for authorities to investigate and hold the people who murdered their daughter accountable.
Then we must find these troublemakers and arrest them.
Now, to quickly recap, the 25-year-old Shanquilla Robinson, who was a popular North Carolina businesswoman, told her parents about a trip she and her six friends planned to take to Cabo, Mexico, in celebration of her friend's birthday on October 28th. Her friends all returned from the trip, but Shanquilla did not, only informing her parents that Shanquilla had mysteriously died from alcohol poisoning. But the parents didn't believe the stories that the group of friends had been trying to sell them.
They said she wasn't feeling well. She had alcohol poisoning. They couldn't get a pulse. Each one of the people that was there with her was telling different stories.
As they were all over the place, and during this whole debacle where Shanquilla was alive or dying from her injuries, they were calling her mother from Mexico to give her updates on her condition. Things got much worse once the family paid $6,000 to have the body flown from Cabo to the States and found that their deceased daughter's face was covered in cuts and bruises, and she had very obviously been violently assaulted, and her friends had forgot to mention that. I wonder how you do that. According to BET, once the death certificate came out, it was revealed that Shanquilla was found unconscious in her living room and died from a severe spinal cord injury and at last luxation, this being when the base of the skull is detached or loosened from the vertebrae, showing zero signs of alcohol poisoning being a cause of death. But this is where the story gets insane, because during the same time, a video leaks of Shanquilla naked in a hotel being continuously assaulted and even slammed by one of her would-be friends, who was later identified as Dejanay Jackson. But side note, I want to take a pause here, because there was a lot of people claiming and still claiming that Dejanay Jackson was actually a transgender woman or a biological male. I don't know where this crazy rumor exactly came from, but that does not seem to be the case at all.
Some black man had took the wig off of the girl and made the girl look like this.
And I see so many people on social media getting this wrong, so I wanted to just clear this up once and for all. She was not trans, she's a biological woman, according to all the facts we have now, and apparently even had a child. But moving on, because all of that leads us to present day, where it has been confirmed, according to Yahoo News, that Miss Dejanay Jackson was arrested on the night of November 28th by Interpol agents after Mexico issued an arrest warrant seeking Jackson's extradition. She was then placed in federal custody while she awaits the beginning of her extradition process to Mexico. The arrest warrant explicitly said that Shanquilla Robinson was the victim of femicide. Femicide is most commonly used to describe killings of women by intimate partners and family members. It has also been used to describe gender-related killings in the community. This is what the Mexican police are charging her with, and it does carry a much higher sentence than homicide in that country, which may be the reason why they're choosing to charge her with this. According to News One, while Robinson's friends blamed her death on alcohol poisoning, an autopsy performed by Mexican authorities determined determined that she did not have alcohol in her system. And again, this is not what they were saying at first, because at first they were saying they had no evidence pointing to the fact that Shanquilla had been murdered. I guess the pressure made them change their tune just a little bit.
They are liars and cowards.
And this is where we get into the weeds about what really happened, according to the Cabo police report. An hour into Gutierrez's house visit, Robinson began to have a seizure. 911 was shortly called after by one of the housemates. By this point, Shanquilla Robinson was struggling to survive. She was suffering from difficulty breathing and a lowered pulse. They quickly began giving her CPR. The report says police arrived at 5:25 p.m. and paramedics administered a total of 14 rounds of CPR, 5 doses of adrenaline, and 6 discharges, AED shocks, without success. They tried their best to keep this woman alive, but unfortunately, she succumbed to her injuries, not alcohol poisoning. The police report goes on to say that a doctor from a local hospital was with Robinson and other people staying at the villa for almost 3 hours before she was pronounced dead on October 29th. Now, this story is tragic. It's actually heartbreaking. And I know people pushed, like, just everybody, social media, their family, the outpouring of just people caring about this young woman, showing that her death wasn't in vain and that her life was important. I know those people, including me, have to all be happy about the fact that there is action being taken on this case. And this leads us to what may happen to the other people who were involved, because once she gets extradited and they interview her and all the truth comes out, I'm sure that there will be other arrests. We'll keep you updated, but before we dip out of here, let's get to the streets. Winter Donovan, Dejanay Jackson, Elise Hyatt, Malik Dyer, Khalil Cook, justice is coming. Your troubles began with your disgusting actions causing the death of Shanquilla Robinson. Those were the other friends that were on the trip and allegedly were a part of the cover-up. I refuse to believe that Dejanay Jackson was arrested for the murder of Shanquilla Robinson until I see her mugshot and that she has been booked into the Mexican prison system, just for Shanquilla. Look, I think we all want to see that mugshot, but according to all reports, she has been detained and taken in by Interpol. Dejanay Jackson has been arrested. She is being held in federal custody and is waiting to be extradited to Mexico to be charged for femicide against Shanquilla Robinson, just for Shanquilla is taking shape. Facts. Looks like Dejanay Jackson has some regrets. Too bad she doesn't regret attacking Shanquilla. Yeah, exactly. And maybe she will soon when the shit hits the fan. So this Mexican journalist is here lying on cases we're all watching and waiting for justice, trying to get famous off a tragedy is disgusting. And I pray he has the day he deserves with the rest of them. She's not arrested, Dejanay Jackson. I guess that it was a rumor going around that she wasn't actually arrested when this first came out. But like, again, guys, I want to assure you, according to our reports, Yahoo News, some of the biggest outlets, news outlets who have way more resources than us and who have the ability to dig in, make phone calls, figure this out, they have all reported that she has actually been detained. So let us know what you think of this. Do you think that Shanquilla will get justice? Do you think that maybe Dejanay will get off? Do you think the friends who were there, who watched this take place, who knew what happened, at least some of them, do you think they will also be charged as accomplices to the crime? Even if they didn't actually do something, if you know something or you see something and you don't report it, at least in America, you're usually considered guilty as well of the same crime. But let us know what you think in the comments about this story, the update, the people involved, and what the parents are going through. I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Bow!